Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Thank you for joining us for episode 34 of Pepperdine People. I'm Jerry Derlishon, and I'm joined today by Heather Hudson, the filmmaker and producer of The Women and the Waves, a new and exciting film that's making its way up and down the coast of California and elsewhere. Heather, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, there's a new event coming up at Pepperdine that a lot of people are excited about called Girls in the Curl, and your film, The Women and the Waves, is going to be shown there. How did you come to make a film that focuses on women and surfing?
Well, that's a loaded question. I could go on and on, but very briefly, I have surfed for 30 years, and I actually grew up surfing here in Malibu. I now live in Santa Barbara, but this is my hometown, and I wanted to make a film about women because so many women are surfing now. And years past, there weren't a lot of women out in the water, and now it's so common. And I just noticed so many changes that have happened. So I just thought it'd be fun to document that.
And you documented it well, I might add. I've seen The Women and the Waves, and I think it's terrific.
Thank you.
So glad you're bringing it to Pepperdine. You know, one of the individuals that you feature early in your film is the remarkable, the wonderful, the still going at it strong Linda Benson.
Yes.
Give us a sneak preview of what Linda Benson is like.
Linda is just an amazing woman. She's, you know, she's been a standout in women's surfing since the 50s, and, you know, she's really represented women very well. She's headed up a lot of contests and through the years, and she is just like a cheerleader, really, for women surfing. And I really wanted to feature someone that represented an old school surfer, and Linda said yes to us right away, so we started with her. And she's in her 60s, and she's amazing. I mean, we ended up shooting down in Mexico. She was ripping it up in her 60s. So it was really fun, too, because we got old footage of her, and she's just awesome. Neat, neat lady.
Well, your format in The Women and the Waves looks at Linda Benson and several other surfers, and you take the viewer through some emotional and physical constraints or requirements and how so many of these women are working so hard and to stay fit, to stay loose in the water, to perform like Linda does at a very high level. And as you said, women have been surfing for a very long time, and now it seems women are really taking over the lineup, aren't they?
Well, I don't know if we're taking over, but that's a stretch. But yeah, I mean, so many women surf now. And years ago, I had a moment out in the water where I looked around. It was probably 3 or 4 years ago. And there were 9 women and 3 men. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is a change. Because when I started in the late 70s, you know, out at Malibu, Surf Rider Beach, lots of times you were really the only woman. You might know a few others, but anyway, it was just a moment for me of wow.
Well, so. I think a lot of people would like to pursue work that really is satisfying, takes them into areas of their lives that are so matching what it is they most love, what they're passionate about. You're obviously passionate about surfing. Are there more surfing films in your future, Heather?
Well, down the road, I wouldn't put it out of my mind, but I'm a mom and I have teenage sons right now, and I kind of getting through all that. This film took, it's been about almost 4 years since we started, and it was like a part-time project for me and my co-producer, Peck Ewer. He has a company called Swell Pictures, Inc. up in Santa Barbara, and he and I made this film together, and he does a lot of freelance and was off doing his thing, but I think I'd have to feel really passionate about what I'm going to do and what I want to do, and I was really passionate about just wanting to expose the surf world from a different angle, because we tend to see a lot of it from the men's perspective, and I wanted to show surfing from the women's, what it's been like through the years.
I'm glad you brought that up because there aren't a lot of surf films just devoted to women as yours is. There are more, perhaps, but there aren't a lot. So maybe a last question. Talk about the soundtrack. I thought it was particularly good.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you liked it. Well, we were very, very, very low budget. And I have a lot of friends who play music. And I just, through word of mouth, a lot of people just contributed their music. And one of which is Denny Auberg. He passes through Santa Barbara quite a bit. And a friend of his, they have a band called Saltwater Cowboys. They contributed music. I have a cousin who's a songwriter. And she wrote the theme song to our film, which is called Free. And it just went from there. There's another friend, Rory Anton. He's Dr. Surf. He's an amazing guitarist. From what I hear, they're all going to be here for the event on February 6th, and they're going to be playing their music.
We've been joined today by Heather Hudson, the producer of The Women in the Waves, a fantastic new film about surfing and women and the history of that. And we can't thank you enough, Heather, for coming by and speaking with us.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be back in Malibu.